Requirements for reverse logistics. What drives the upsurge of organizations' interest in reverse logistics? Here are a number of motivating factors underlying various stakeholders' requirements. Cost avoidance. A primary purpose of reverse logistics for many organizations is to mitigate loss from return items. A return is a reduction in sales revenue. Traditional brick and mortar retailers experience returns in the range of 8 to 10%, while online retailers have it even worse, with 20 to 30% or more of products being returned. In addition to the loss of revenue, return processes are typically more expensive than their forward supply chain counterparts. This includes higher transportation costs for handling small shipments of oddly assorted items, warehouse costs that may include testing, refurbishment, repair, and restocking, and inventory costs of write-down or write-off and proper recycling or disposal. Returned items that are unused and fully functional may or may not be able to be marketed as new, depending on regulatory requirements for the industry, and may need new packaging if they can be resold as new. Since certain items, such as electronics, become obsolete quickly, the longer the return process takes, the less value returned items have from a resale standpoint. Administratively, organizations often are unable to properly quantify how much returns are actually costing, because it is difficult to estimate the value of any returned items, if any, until they're actually refurbished and resold or recycled. This results in a lack of priority for reverse logistics and thus inefficiencies in the reverse supply chain. Savings in the aftermarket. Sometimes there is literally gold in the reverse supply chain, not to mention silver, platinum, copper, zinc, mercury, lead, and the whole range of commercial metals. Returned products can be mined for scarce materials, many of which should definitely be kept out of landfills. Products can be repaired for continued use, refurbished for resale, or disassembled for their usable components. IT&T's Network Systems Division, for example, realizes significant savings by operating a reverse logistics system for telephone switching equipment. Competitive edge. Consumers can be wooed and won with products that promise good service. For example, if customers have easy and free return experiences, they are far more likely to become loyal and profitable. A study by Moore et al. Placed this value at 5 to 20 times the initial sales price of the return product. Ease of return, repair, and recycling may add to a product's value in the consumer's mind. Many consumers are daunted by the need to pay to dispose of a defunct television or appliance. The idea that a manufacturer or retailer might take responsibility for such items at the end of their days, as IT&T has done with phone equipment, can definitely be attractive to some customers. Consumer and shareholder pressure. Consumer groups have learned to make themselves heard through direct action and lobbying. As part of this movement, shareholder groups bring resolutions to corporate annual meetings proposing various green or consumer-oriented policies. Sometimes these pressures result in changed corporate policies when companies sense an opportunity to turn such sentiments into customer loyalty and sales. Or consumer pressures result in the adoption of new government regulations at the local, national, or regional level. Growing market for environmentally safe products. The desire for access to products that are simple, clean, and less threatening to the health of persons or the environment can be a legitimate source of ideas for innovative approaches to product design. Some customers will pay a premium for products that promise to protect their health and their world. Some corporations provide incentives for product ideas that incorporate reverse logistics thinking. Safety and environmental awareness and regulations. In 1962, with the publication of Silent Spring by oceanographer Rachel Carson, the usually quiet undercurrent of concern for nature erupted into the public consciousness. Carson's subject was the unacknowledged side effects of the use of the pesticide DDT. The world has never again been able to view the impact of our activities on the environment with casual disregard for unintended consequences. That concern is a root cause of the growing attention to the afterlife of commercial products, especially hazardous materials such as pesticides and industrial chemicals. We know now that discarded items don't harmlessly fade away unless they are quickly biodegradable. Safety and environmental regulations on hazardous waste or items that need to be kept out of or reduced in landfills provide a reason for logistics managers to pay more attention to the defective or obsolete products that return and move back up the supply chain. The EU has made a strong commitment to waste reduction. For example, Germany requires that all German businesses must accept returns of their packaging. In the Netherlands, a disposal fee is charged when many kinds of new products, appliances, TVS, cars, are purchased. These funds are used to disassemble products at the end of their life.